me a day he was less than almighty. When he could not roll back the tide, child, when you look back, you're gonna find there was never a time.
So be strong in the Lord and remember to take hold of faith and stand firm. Oh, you can be confident, the Lord keeps his promises. If you doubt it, read through his word
and tell me a time he's not been faithful. Tell me a morning his mercies were new. Tell me a moment he wasn't able to carry you through. Tell me a day he was less than almighty, when he could not roll back the tide. Child, when you look back, you're gonna find there was never a time. Oh, he can work miracles, do the impossible. If you don't believe it, go on and try.
Go on and try
and tell me a time he's not been faithful. Tell me a morning his mercies weren't new. Tell me a moment he wasn't able to carry you through. Tell me a day he was less than almighty, when he could not roll back the tide. Child, when you look back,
thank you. Let's all stand, take our songbooks, and turn to page 159. Page 159. Blessed be the name. 159. Let's all stand. Page 159.
All praise to Him who reigns above in majesty supreme, who for men to die, that He might man redeem. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. His name above all names shall stand, exalted more and more, at God the Father's own right hand, where angel hosts adore. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 4, His name shall be the Counselor, the Mighty Prince of Peace, of all earth's kingdoms conqueror, whose reign shall never cease. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Let's pray. Lord, thanks so much for bringing us here together in the church house. Please be with our pastor and Joseph as they're away tonight. Bring them back to us safely tomorrow. Lord, just please be with the message tonight, be with the preaching, be with the singing, and give us a good week and good weekend in Christ's name. Amen. All right. You may be seated. Turn over to page number 207, Only a Sinner. Page 207.
Not have I gotten, but what I receive. Grace has bestowed it since I have believed. Boasting excluded, pride I abase. I'm only a sinner, saved by grace. Only a sinner, saved by grace. Only a sinner, saved by grace. This is my story, to God be the glory. I'm only a sinner, saved by grace. Verse 2. Once I was foolish and sin ruled my heart, causing my footsteps from God to depart. Jesus hath found me, happy my case. I now am a sinner, saved by grace. Only a sinner, saved by grace. Only a sinner, saved by grace. to God be the glory. I'm only a sinner, saved by grace.
Verse 4.
Suffer a sinner whose heart overflows, loving his Savior to tell what he knows. Once more to tell it, would I embrace? I'm only a sinner, saved by grace. Only a sinner. Saved by grace. This is my story. To God be the glory. I'm only a sinner, saved by grace.
Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church this Wednesday evening time. A pastor and Joseph, they are away right now, but they should be back, I believe, tomorrow or Friday from Joseph going to Nationals there. So remember to keep him in prayer. Today is his birthday, by the way. He is 60, I believe. 60, I think it's 60. Is it 60? I think it's his 60th birthday. Let's make sure I didn't say 70. That got me in trouble. No, but 60th birthday. 60th birthday, so I wish him happy birthday if you can. Shoot him a text. Wake him up in the middle of the night at 2 a.m. something. Just let him know you're thinking about him. And keep him in prayer. He definitely, our pastor needs our prayers right now. He's going through a rough time with his brother going to be with the Lord this past Saturday. Viewing for David Swope will be here at the church at 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday. And then, of course, the memorial service will be here at the church at 10 a.m. So instead of going on Operation Saturation Soul Winning, we'll do that morning at 10 o'clock a.m., be here for the memorial service. There is I believe they got the obituary up and everything on the website. I'm sure that they'll be posting that. They'll be seeing that out abroad once Ms. Swope has it all set up and everything, so y'all can see that. But they also have the graveside out a ways away if you'd like to go to that. But that's all taken. It's in Edna, Kansas. So there's a lot going on this past week. So remember just to keep Pastor in prayers this week. Of course, Sunday, March the 16th is our 69th anniversary Sunday with Brother Don Veazey. Also be our pastor's family's 14th anniversary of them being here. We'll have our regular morning services like usual, but then we'll stay, have lunch, and then be back here at 5 p.m. for the Glory Bound Trio. They'll be here singing for us that evening time for the p.m. service. Also, there's also something else here. Oh, yes, Friday, March the 28th, later this month, they were having a activity, a team having activity. It's not just a team, so there's a lot of adults going to that too, the hockey game. So just a big event going on. Tonight, before I forget, I wanted to mention, Brother Grissom will have my neck if I don't say this. Tonight after the service, the Sheens have a meeting up here at the front. Those are going to have part of helping with the funeral, supper, lunch, and all that stuff that needs to be organized. So she's kind of heading it up, I believe, Sister Grissom. So just after you leave, you want to be part of that, staying around here, probably down here near the front, have that meeting, talk about everything they're doing there. Wednesday, April the 16th, will be the Lord's Supper for Bethel Baptist Church and the family at 7 o'clock p.m. And then Sunday, April 20th, will be the Easter Resurrection Sunday. We'll have breakfast and photos from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. That morning time, then, of course, the regular service. So a lot of stuff, a lot of dates, a lot of things happening. Get a bulletin so you can keep track of those things which are going on. Yes? What was that? Oh, it's Miss Rose's birthday, too. That's right. Did we sing happy birthday last time, or do we need to do that? Do we need to sing happy birthday? Let's sing happy birthday to Sister Rose real fast. Here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
All right, good deal, amen. Another birthday. You made it on this earth for one more revolve, one more rotation around the sun. Praise the Lord, okay? Many more to come, hopefully, all right? Praise the Lord. Well, with that being said, let's all stand, have a time of shaking hands, and then we will take the offering.
Thank you.
remember to stay faithful to the tithes and giving. As pastor is away, remember to stay faithful to your giving. Remember to keep pastor in prayer and travel mercies as they come back and for the day on Friday and Saturday. And with that being said, Brother Darren, would you please ask blessing on the offering tonight?
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity to give back to you what you have given to us. I pray for our pastor as he is grieving. Be with him and be with him on his return trip. And please be with us in our preacher for our anniversary service Sunday. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
You may be seated. Remain seated, but take your psalm books one more time. Turn to page 264. Once for all, this song was written by Philip. Not our Philip, but Philip Bliss. And it says here there's a favorite song of Hugh Pyle. So amen. Yeah, right. So once for all, we'll sing all three verses, page 264.
Free from the law, oh, happy condition. Jesus has heard, and there is remission. Cursed by the law and bruised by the fall, grace has redeemed us once for all. Once for all, O sinner, receive it. Once for all, O brother, believe it. Cling to the cross, the burden will fall. Christ hath redeemed us once for all. Now we are free, there's no condemnation. Jesus provides a perfect salvation. Come unto me, oh, hear his sweet call. Come and he saves us once for all. Once for all, O sinner, receive it. Once for all, O brother, believe it. Cling to the cross, the burden will fall. Christ hath redeemed us once for all. Children of God, oh, glorious calling, surely his grace will keep us from falling. Passing from death to life at his call, blessed salvation once for all. Once for all, oh, sinner, receive it. Once for all, the burden will fall. Christ has redeemed us once for all.
Sing tonight. Thank you.
stood before Agrippa the king and made his plea. He said, a light shone down from heaven and shined all over me. I stumbled to the ground as though I were dead. He finished the story. This is what he said. I'm saved.
Yes, I'm saved. And from the rooftops I'll shout it. His grace has been sufficient for me. And I know.
Yes, I know.
Without a doubt that I'll make it. I'm signed. I'm sealed. I'm saved.
Now when I stand before the judgment to give an account for all my past, there's no doubt I'll see my Savior with my robe and crown at last. And when the book of life is opened on that final judgment day, I'll just lift my hands toward heaven. Here's what I'll say.
I'm saved.
Yes, I'm saved. And from the rooftops I'll shout it. His grace has been sufficient for me. And I know.
Yes, I know.
Without a doubt that I'll make it. I'm signed. I'm sealed. I'm saved.
Yes, I'm saved.
Yes, I'm saved. And from the rooftops I'll shout it. His grace has been sufficient for me. And I know,
yes, I know,
without a doubt that I'll make it. I'm signed, I'm sealed, I'm saved.
I'm signed,
yes, I'm signed,
yes, I'm sealed.
I'm signed, I'm sealed, I'm saved.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm saved. That's a good song. That's good. I'd like to take just a few minutes here to thank you all for your generous help with getting me up to Chicago and everything in the homegoing of my granddaughter. It's kind of sudden. It was a shocker. But my God is in control.
Amen.
When I was at the funeral, I told them when I went up there, rejoice with, forevermore, that we need to rejoice. Actually, I said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. When Ashley, now she had fallen on the ice and had a fall and she had a brain bleed. And during the night, she went back to her apartment and at the school and took her aspirin for her headache, and then stepped out in eternity. It's like to say, I'm saved. She was saved, and the moment that happened, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Amen.
And it was kind of a shock to the family, and still is. My daughter is coping with it fairly well, I think. You know, but she's trying to go back to work, and so is her husband, and have three boys. They were just with us at Christmas, and so we did get to see her, and we thank the Lord for that. Had the opportunity. Could have been one of those situations where we say, well, we just couldn't have you this Christmas, but we said, no, come on, we want to see you, and glad we did. The Lord works everything out in many, many ways, but I do thank you, my church family, that helped us with some funds to be able to get up there and to do those things, but we appreciate you, and we know that the pastor, as Brother Dave, has stepped out of his body and gone to be with the Lord. God is working in many ways. We don't understand all these things sometimes, but personally, Brother Dave had got a blessing that day. He got a blessing to leave his body. I don't care what time of day it may be or who one of us is, I guarantee you it's a better place, according to the Word of God. Tonight, if you would, take your Bibles and we'll turn to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Opened my notes there, and I thought I only had one page. I thought, oops. But I got another page. Okay, all right. Okay. Philippians chapter 4, I'm going to begin reading in verse 4. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you." And verse 10 says, "But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care for me having flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, again, we're thankful for this day. We just pray, Lord, that you'd be with our pastor as he's away. We're, Lord, thankful for all the things you do for us, that we would not take one thing, one blessing that you give us every day, Lord, for granted. Lord, you love us and you take care of us. And Lord, you know the beginning from the end. You know everything that's going to happen. Father, I pray you be with the pastor and Joseph as they return. I pray, Lord, that you would keep them safe. Lord, we're thankful for all that you've done for us. Lord, we do ask that you would be with the services for Brother David. We pray that you just be with him or be with the service, that it might honor and glorify you. Lord, we know that he's with you now, and Father, he's in a much better place. And Father, I pray that you just have your willing way in our lives, that you might be honored and glorified this evening, Lord, for we know we're to rejoice in all the things you do for us. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray, amen. Tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 16, rejoice forevermore. Evermore. And it's important, I believe, that we realize that we need to rejoice in the Lord. In the book of Philippians here, eight times he uses the word rejoice, and joy, and which is joy is the root of the word rejoice. Six times he uses joy. There is the book of Philippians. He is encouraging the Philippians, although, as I read in the last verse there, that they it was difficult for them. They lacked the opportunity to do some of the things that they wanted to do, but yet he tells them to rejoice in the things that they can do. As Christians, we need to learn to rejoice in the things that God has done for us. Of course, the first thing we need to rejoice for is the salvation. As the group sang, I can't remember if it was four of them or what quartet, or but anyway, as they sang, salvation is important. We need to be thankful for the salvation. We need to rejoice. Sometimes I don't think we understand what we really got when we got saved. When we accepted Christ as our personal Savior, old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. And we got a redemption. We have the forgiveness of our sins, and now we're on the road to heaven. At that moment, when we leave this body, immediately we're going to be with the Lord. We're going to rejoice. You know, I don't know what heaven's like, and sometimes I sit down and I try to think, wonder what it's going to be like. And after a while, I get just so confused. I don't think about it anymore. I just don't understand it. I can't comprehend it. But I know it's going to be great. I know to be with the Lord. Can you imagine? If you only imagine, I think the song they sang the other at her funeral, and you just can't imagine the things that heaven's like. But we got heaven because of salvation, because what Jesus Christ did for us. He went to the cross of Calvary. He shed his blood, and we know that he rose again the third day. The Lord did so much for us. But you know, when we think about it, in the Gospel of John, it tells us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God himself taking upon himself the form of flesh and became obedient, even to the death of the cross, it tells us in the book of Philippians here. So we see that the Lord did so much for us. In David had a few reminders of him reminded himself several times about the importance of his salvation. Psalms 103, 1 and 2 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." We have benefits because we're the children of God, because we've accepted him as our personal Savior. And one place in the book of Psalms, he tells us he lays up daily benefits for us. And in Psalms 103, verse 3 says, "Who giveth all thine and has forgiven us all our iniquities and has healed all thy diseases." He forgave us of all our iniquities, and he takes care of us. Joy of salvation is found in Isaiah 61:10. "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decked himself with ornaments, and as the bride adorned herself with jewels." And so he's talking here in Isaiah about the greatness of his salvation. God has decorated us, and we need to rejoice in the salvation we have. And sometimes it seems like we forget about it. We just go on in everyday life and just do the things and not remember what God has done for us. And then not only that, we need to rejoice daily in the Word of God. The Bible tells us, David, the psalm writer, writes again. He said in Isaiah, in Psalms 119, 111, "Thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart." His words, when we get into the Word of God and we can see what God has done. And I was just talking to my wife the other day, and I said, it's amazing how much when we get into the Word of God and see what God did for the Jewish people and how he's still working today. Right. He's working today, and he's still their God. He's still leading and guiding and directing, and he has blessed them. And we can see that we need to rejoice in all the things that God does for us. He has so many things in the book of Jeremiah in chapter 15, verse 16 says, "Thy word were found, and I did eat them. And thy words was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts." It's because of his word that Jeremiah here is rejoicing, and his heart was filled with rejoicing. How many times have you got into God's word? I have. That's been a real blessing to me. It's been a real blessing. It's been a real blessing to me. I know in just the past few weeks here where I get into Psalms and I see Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. It's comforting to know, to hear these words and to help us as we grieve, as we go through things in our life, and we have God's word to go to, that we can be comforted in these things. In Psalms 22, I'll just read it here, 3, excuse me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And there's psalm after psalms. Here is a comfort to your heart. And we can read in other portions of Scripture as God comforted our hearts, as I read in John's Gospel chapter 14. It reminds me there, one of my favorite portions of Scripture is in John chapter 14. It says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also." And so, of course, we know Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we know not where thou goest. How can we know the way?" And Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." He is the one. He's the one that shows us the way. The way is found in his word. He is the way. We follow his path. We do follow him. He is the way. He's the truth. Here we have the truth. He is the truth. He is found in the book of Revelation. He is the true God. And it tells us in John's gospel, he is the true God. And not only that, he's the life. When we accept Christ as our personal Savior, death is nothing to fear. Because we're not going to death, to an eternal hell. We're not going there. We're going to eternal life. Amen. Why? Because Jesus Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He is the one. So it gives us comfort in God's word. I like John 11, chapter 11. In this portion of Scripture, it tells here of a man that dies by the name of Lazarus, and his sisters, Martha and Mary. And Martha comes to Jesus here in the 11th chapter, and she says, "Lord, if you had been here, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died." And we find out that the Lord tells her, he said, let me find the place here. In verse 12, it says, "Then said his disciple," that's too far up. I'll find it. It's right here. I just read it today. Okay, right here. I'll go back to 22. He said, "But I know that even," Martha's speaking here, "but I know even now that whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it you thee." So she knew who Jesus was. Martha knew. She had seen miracles that he had done. And Jesus said unto her, "Thy brother shall rise again." And Martha said unto him, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection in the last day." She knew about the resurrection. She knew everybody's going to raise in the last day. Then Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? So when we leave this body, there's nothing to be afraid of. We've got eternity. The Lord says we're going to live forever. Well, what a blessing as we see these in the scriptures. We see that Mary comes to him and Jesus tells her, and he shows her the power of his resurrection and raises Lazarus up again. We have a God that loves us. We have all of that because of the salvation, because we need to rejoice in the Word of God that we as we read these things, it gives us encouragement and knows that God is alive and he's working today. And in Romans chapter 5 says therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God, we can rejoice in the Lord because we have peace with him. And God gives us peace. He says, let me read that verse again. It says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's through him. It's through Christ. Because we have accepted him as our personal Savior, we can have that peace. It is by whom also we have access by faith into his grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in the tribulations also, knowing that tribulations worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts and by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And so we can rejoice in the Word of God. We can rejoice in the Word of God that tells us of the faith that we need to have. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So faith is important, but God gives us that faith. God installs that in us, and we can praise him daily as we read his word and encouraged in his word and see how his word can comfort us. Jeremiah said, and thy words were found, and I did eat them, and they, and thy words was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. His words, God's word, that can rejoice our hearts and encourage us. Psalms 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. We need to rejoice in God's word, and he encourages us. As pastor, we've been going through the book of Proverbs. Well, that's an encouragement to us. That shows us the things that we need to do in our life and so we need to remember. We need to in this particular portion of Scripture in chapter 5, we need to rejoice in tribulations. You know, just because things don't go the way we think they ought to, that doesn't mean we shouldn't rejoice. You know, on February the 19th, when Ashley died, I got up that morning and I said, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And we got the phone call, and Connie told me the news, and I said, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It's important. My heart broke, I can tell you that for sure. But I knew God would get the glory. And so we need to remember to rejoice in our tribulations, rejoice in those things. And what happens, God gives us a strength more strength than we had before. So let's turn back here to the book of Philippians again for just a minute. I knew I took my marker out of there. There it is. He tells us in this portion of Scripture, and I think that it's important. We need to rejoice. But he tells us, the Word of God is so good, and God's so good to us, that he explains some things to us. He tells us in verse 5, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. That word, actually, moderation there means gentleness. Let it be seen. When things attack you, when you have those terrible things happen, remain calm. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. In other words, God is taking care of those things. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Having that peace of God, this tells us how that we can have that peace by rejoicing, by giving God the glory for even the things we don't understand. He's still God. He's still on the throne. He doesn't make mistakes. He still loves us. All these things, and we can rejoice in that. Amen. And he gives us the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Then he says, the Apostle Paul writes and tells us here, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. He gives us a formula here, something that we can put in our minds. Put these things in your mind. We need to have, the Bible tells us that we need to have the mind of Christ. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 says, I knew it would fall, it would slip. Get the first word. As soon as I get the first word, I'll know what it is. Let me see, Romans 1, 12, 1 and 2. It says, I beseech ye, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do you renew it? Right here. Think on these things, things that are true. Things that are honest, things that are just, things that are pure, things that are lovely. All these things that the Apostle Paul tells us here, we think on those things and it keeps our minds in control. A lot of people today don't have their minds in control. The reason why, they're not allowing Christ to work in their lives. And we need to think on these things. And so, he tells us there that we need to think on those things. And then he goes on and tells us in Philippians chapter 4, he says in verse 12, I know both how to abase and how to abound, even everywhere in all things, I am instructed both to be full and be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. We learn that we can do everything through Christ. And the Lord will give us the strength we need as we turn and we look to him for guidance. We need to remember to rejoice always. And again, I say, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, again, we're thankful for this day. Now, Lord, I pray that you be with the message we've given this evening. Lord, I pray that you be with our requests that we bring before you tonight. I pray, Lord, that we'll be able to glorify you, that we'll be able to lift you up, because, Lord, you're worthy. Lord, you know the beginning from the end and everything in between. And Father, we know that you're a great God that loves us. You've told us that you are a God of love. And Lord, you want us to love one another. It's important. You tell us that we need to forgive one another. We need to obey the things that, Lord, you have given us and walk in your ways. And Father, we're just so thankful that you've given us your word that can help us and give us the instructions that we need. We're thankful, Lord, tonight for this church. I've been here 69 years, Lord. We're thankful for that. Father, I pray that you just have your will and way in all that we do. Father, we just give you the glory and the praise now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Take up our prayer request this evening. We have some. You got that? You can get it. Yeah, you can have it. I'll let you do it. You don't have to ask twice for me. There you go, brother.
Thank you, Kevin. Right. Yes. Let's remember to keep Brother Moyer, the family, in prayer for their loss. And, of course, Pastor, travel mercies for him to come back safely. And to keep them in prayer for this week. Is there anyone who has a special prayer request that they'd like to add tonight? Oh, right up here in the front, Philip.
The missionary I traveled with to Japan, David Harris, he's having a hip replacement surgery tomorrow.
David Harris, he's a missionary who went to Japan with you, having hip replacement tomorrow. Keep him in prayer. Okay, hip replacement. Okay, anyone else have a request right here?
I just need... I put in a job application.
Oh, okay. So Marco put in a job application. So I pray that goes well. You want them to hire you or not hire you? I just want to pray. Yeah, that's Marco.
If you could pray for these claims that I bill and they don't pay them, and then I have to go back and make appeals and. I looked at it in the last time I appealed about 5 or 6 things, and they paid one of them.
They prayed
so
for
it's really just you're up against a rock and a hard place, honestly. So just pray that you know that they would actually pay for the work that's done, so that we don't work for free because then we can't pay our bills.
Right.
So just keep that in prayer, please.
Lynn Holmes prayed for the claims that people will pay for the health care that they provided. And the insurance company's not paying. Okay. You're really up against it there, aren't you? Oh, my goodness. Okay. Anyone else have a special prayer request for tonight? No? Oh, Miss. Oh, your mom will get better? So Miss Swope start feeling better tonight? Okay. So Miss Swope start feeling better. Things have been kind of going around. People have not been feeling good. Hannah was feeling bad this morning, but she got better over time. But anyone else have a prayer request tonight? All right. Okay. Well, we will remember to pray. Take these and pray for them. Special prayer request. Remember to keep Pastor, of course, in prayer and the Moyers in prayer. And we will end tonight on a song. A song book. Oh, there it is. Let's sing the back of the book, Living by Faith. We'll sing the first verse. Let's all stand, and then we will be dismissed. First verse of Living by Faith in the back of your songbooks. I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worry is vain. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confide. In his great love, from all harm safe, in his sheltering arms, I'm living by faith and feel no alarms. Also, we have a meeting up front for anyone who's able to help with the food for the funeral. So meeting up here right now, Miss Grissom, right now. If you can help with that, please come up front.